Yeah. You are now tuned in to the Pitoofies. Yeah. With your boy. What's up, Frecky?
You know who it is. Mr. Pitoofy to you.
Y la pitufa en this bitch.
Yeah. Sit back and finish that vibe.
And we back with another episode with our special guest.
It's Staker.
Woo! It's who?
It's Staker. Jose. His knows me, Quito. Staker. Jose.
Uh-huh.
I think that's it, right?
I don't know. What are the names
in New
got?
York? In New York, they call me Tata.
Diablo, what's Tata?
Tata.
Yeah. Yeah, where'd that one come from? I gotta call my cousin. I have no idea.
He's like, I call my cousin.
I have no idea.
You said Tata.
Yeah.
That sound like a girl. I think I actually...
I think in Puerto Rico, it means like, I think it's a girl nickname.
Yeah.
I'm not Puerto Rican, so that's good.
Name sound Goya as fuck though.
I'm good. I got a basic ass Spanish Quito. Name. Yo, my parents had no creativity.
Yo, did they ever tell you how they came up with Quito?
No, I got to talk to my boys from the neighborhood about that because I don't know either.
That's funny. Oh,
so I don't know what fuckers named me what they named me.
What created Theka?
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not the only one with all these fucked up names.
I don't know. That's a good question. Theka. Okay. All right. I came up with Theka as the stage name, right, for the music because I'm just making shit up because I honestly don't know. So you spit crack, right? Right? You someone's dope. You spit crack. You got that manteca, right?
Yeah.
There you go. I just shortened that as Theka. I just made that shit up. Jose Theka.
I just made that shit up.
Oh, real quick, our guest brought us some goodies. Goodies.
I hope you guys enjoy, man. I got the wedding cake strain.
Ooh. Fire.
And that Barracuda edible chocolate.
Oh, shit. That nigga digging into that.
This is, you know, me showing gratitude. Thank
that's
you.
What's up.
Appreciate the love.
Yeah.
You guys got me drinking Hennessy and Red Bull and shit.
Welcome back to the hood, Papa.
Mm-hmm.
Right, pretty much.
Definitely take me back to 85th.
Pretty much, that's what we get into because
shoot up clubs after this, man.
Oh shit!
Whoa!
Unless you make you do crazy things,
yeah. Man, it's that Henny shit.
I gotta drink Henny at home. No, but so yeah, tell us about how'd you get here, man?
Like, all I did was like,
you was born here? Were you born here?
Nah, I was born in Queens. Shout out to the cameraman,
Jersey.
Nah, I was like, yeah. Shout out to Jersey. I was just in Jersey. Shout out to Jersey. I was born in Queens. Spent like the first 10 years back and forth between Queens and Cleveland. So we finally settled here.
Your parents wasn't born here though, were they?
No, mommy's from Colombia and papi's from Guatemala.
Oh shit, nice.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, you didn't know that?
So, no.
That's a lot of culture right there. That's dope.
So how'd they meet?
They met in New York at a watch company.
Really?
My mom hated my dad.
What the hell?
Jesus.
Really?
Yeah, because my papi was a player, bro.
Oh.
She was like, yo, you ain't never going to pull me. Shit. You proved they're wrong. And then came out.
Sounds kind of familiar.
And then I popped up.
And they was like, mira, Quito.
And then look at me. Fucked up my dad's life, bro.
No, yeah, so.
Oh, shit.
When they first moved here, obviously it was probably hard, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, you didn't want to leave home. You got no friends and nothing like that.
Did they tell you?
Was it a better opportunities thing?
No, it was just, I think my dad's dad lived here. I don't call that motherfucker my grandfather. I don't really know him.
Hey, I feel you on that.
I don't really know that guy. So,
wow.
Theo Willie probably knows more about him than I do.
Yeah?
Yeah. And... like, he's, you know, he said, if you move to Cleveland, I'll help you out. You know, you just got a new family or whatever. So eventually, you know, after moving back and forth, my dad's like, fuck that. I'm going to prove this motherfucker wrong. Yeah. So he stayed in Cleveland and proved him wrong.
Nice.
Thought he raised a decent young man.
I would agree. More than decent.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Your parents been together for how long?
Oh, my God. How old am I? 35? No, I'm 36.
Ooh, you reached that age where you don't remember how old you are.
Yeah, double back real
quick. I didn't want to remember my age. I want to keep saying 25, like, forever.
Oh, shit.
They've been like, a good 35 years. Like I said, you know, my mom knocked them up. She trapped them.
the reason I asked is because, shit. You know, every time I do see them, they're still so loving. Yeah. They love each other to the fullest, you could tell. And they go out there and they just dance.
Oh, they're dancers, man.
They love dancing, bro.
I did not get those jeans.
Like, you know what I'm saying? They've been together for so long.
Feet?
I'm stiff as shit, dude.
They've been together so long, and they still go out there looking at each other's eyes, having a great time dancing, loving each other, bro. Like,
that's dope, though.
It's crazy, that's man. It's crazy. That's something, you know. I think we all want, right?
So when you gonna find it?
That's what I was about to go to. and then there's me.
What do you want?
So alone.
Lonely.
Just that's me and my 11 plants.
Yeah. Yeah, the green thumb.
I became a plant dad out of nowhere.
That's fucked up. So plant what's dad, your though. Like? What's your main focus like? Priority. What's your biggest priority as your goal or something?
Like in general?
Yeah.
Just trying to find that happiness within myself.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's really important.
It's, you know, it all starts with like mental health and stuff like that. Trying to find a purpose and balance in life because not everything is peaches and creams, right?
Right.
So, you know, you just take the good and the bad and just be happy with what I do have. Try not to think about the things that I don't have and want. And just be happy with what I have.
Right, right.
And keep it pushing from there. So, yeah, trying to find happiness within myself. And keeping family together. Which is, you know, what's that quote they say? Blood makes you related, but loyalty and love makes you family.
Right.
Which is what I came to realize growing up in Cleveland. Because we don't really have blood family.
Right.
But known you forever.
Yeah.
Pretty much of your family. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We're not blood, but he's family.
Facts.
Yeah. And your dad always gave me a kiss in the cheek.
Yeah, and you know that's family. That's family.
Yeah. Always, as soon as he see me, he grabs your head right here, give you a kiss in the cheek.
¿Cómo está, mijo?
Mijo.
Yeah, mijo's his thing.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Or Dios te bendiga or something.
That's a nice traditional dad right there.
Yeah. Hispanic dad. For sure.
So, real quick, where do you work?
Oh, shit.
That's been a question that's been haunting people for years, yo.
I wanted to bring the fun back into it.
Did I ever, I don't think I ever answered that, right?
I don't think you did. You always kept it a secret.
Yeah, I've never heard a straight answer.
He's going to talk about it today.
I'll say, I'm in healthcare. I just told the cameraman, I just gave you that nickname, cameraman. I'm in healthcare. So I'm in healthcare. I'm good. I got my own stick, bro. Thanks for the beef offer. No homo.
That sounded so bad.
It sounded bad?
Oh, shit.
For the sound effect.
Dude. Now that's
B-Doofy. Here.
That was funny as
well. I'm in healthcare. I help. I'm really about to fucking say it on this podcast.
Bro, you got an OnlyFans or something, bro?
I wish, man.
He said, I wish.
Nah, but you know, just...
Nah, I'm in healthcare.
We wanted to do some... Bring back some funny shit. Everybody would always wonder, like, you know, where the fuck Ito work? And he always came up with some different shit.
I'm in healthcare. Oh, got, you know, my own catering business.
He takes pictures with scrubs on. Then he's over here with mechanical fucking mask in his face in the garage or something. Is he... Fucking, what are you doing? Look.
He's like, Pitufa, he wants to be everything.
Yeah. He's talented. I'm listening, and I'm like, oh, he does a little bit of everything. That's nice. That. I dig it.
I'm trying to be a jack of all trades and master of them all.
You know, that's what I'm actually trying to do, like, no bullshit. Like, just learn how to do so many different things.
Life's expensive.
That's cool.
Yeah, but eventually you got to pick one and stick to one.
Life's expensive.
You don't think so?
What do you mean?
You say you like... You want to do multiple things.
Yeah.
But then you're gonna have to focus on one thing, right?
Nah.
No, focus on everything. Fuck it.
When I wake up, depending on how I feel, that's what I'm gonna do for the day.
Yeah. Hey.
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay. I guess he's right, because at one point you gotta focus on one thing to like build that up, to so you can move to the next thing
at a time. Yeah.
So that
At a time.
That for sure.
I've I agree, but not just forever. No, focus on one thing at a time.
Facts.
Try to build that up. Once you feel that's at a certain point, like, all right, let me move on to learn how to make fucking red plastic cups or whatever.
I just really want to work for myself.
Yeah,
I don't want to work for anyone anymore.
I don't like listening to people. I hate it.
I'm tired of making motherfuckers rich.
I could be a surgeon that just does surgeries half the cost in my basement.
Are you, working in the medical field or... Are you Willie's World?
My main focus is Willie's World right now. Try to get that up and running, whether it be the food truck or brick and mortar, you know, whichever opportunity comes first.
Does it be busy?
I've gotten way more busy with the catering.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money in catering, man. People pay money, like, they don't want to cook.
I feel
it's a lot of work. You don't want to wash. I hate washing dishes.
So do you cook it all by yourself or?
Me and my mom. Yeah, me and my mom. When we go to bigger events, we'll hire people to help us.
Okay, so right now it's always you and your mom.
It's always me and my mom, yeah.
Okay.
We have little pop-up shops. My sister will help with the register.
Okay.
Love my sister to death. God bless her, but she cannot cook.
So she
doesn't help in the kitchen. She can handle the finances or whatever. But
so do you cook for women?
Bro, you see, I'm stuttering.
Today, Junior.
Yo, why my niece say that to my nephew? She's a dick. It has to be an intimate setting, man. You got to mean something to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
For me to cook for you.
But have you?
For a woman? Yeah. Lately? I mean, I have before, but not lately, no.
Been a while. So but you have before?
I have before, yeah.
What was that meal? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember. No. It was some basic shit before I leveled up my skills.
I don't know. I would think maybe as your first time cooking for a girl, you're like, I'm about to make this. Like, you already know what you
some
made.
Some crazy shit.
Yeah.
I had
some hot dogs and boiled eggs.
usually I just like just order food and just, you know, food's there by the time she gets there. You just want to get shit going. And I'm not talking about the food. You know, you just want to get to it.
I feel that.
Oh, shit. It's like, I don't really care about you. I've been horny lately. So I'm gonna order you some pizza.
And that's for after.
Yeah, so damn. So from medical, and then you say your main focus is Willie's World, though.
Yeah, I want that to blow up, man.
Yeah, you want that to be. Yeah. I mean, I get it because you also could work and travel, and then if you find a store, then you'll be a set location. But
oh, bro, there's so many cities where I've seen that. Obviously, I want to help build Cleveland to where it's going to. But there's other cities where I just see and I just feel a dope vibe from. Like, yo, they could use a nice Colombian spot. Yeah, I want to be everywhere, dude.
So what about music?
Music, it's... I do a lot
Cause,
more...
Because I know you got music out there, but it might be in the... What is it called? Up in the clouds, SoundCloud, right?
Oh, that SoundCloud,
SoundCloud
shit?
Rapper?
No. You go to Apple Music. You go to Spotify. You go to Spotify, bro. Some good weed. You go to Spotify, Amazon, whatever you choose, man. Jose Theka, look it up. Go on YouTube. I still think Without Love is one of the greatest low-budget videos ever.
Without Love?
Without Love.
That's yours?
That's my baby. Yeah. That's my first video I came out with. I wrote a script for it and everything. I had people follow it.
So what is that the project you're most proud of?
You rap?
I rap, yeah.
Okay.
Is that the project you're most proud of?
That's probably the first song that I made a video for.
Okay.
So I love it. I cannot make money off of that record because we sampled it off of somebody. We don't know who, so we didn't get it cleared.
Really?
Like, I made a freestyle to Twins Deep Cover by, which was Dre and Snoop, Fat Joe.
Bad at that. So someone podcast or ASMR?
What
está pasando aquí?
I'm trying to close it.
Niggas got meat sticks, motherfuckers with chip bags.
Salt and vinegar chips. They're bringing it back over here.
All right, hold on. I didn't want my chips to get stale.
And I am happy that they're bringing it back. Salt and vinegar chips don't get the love they deserve.
Man, facts.
So I do...
want to check it out to see what is really popping for you. You said that's the best song, right?
It's one of my favorite songs. It's dope. My favorite video.
All right, y'all want to look into it? Let's see it.
Let's check it out.
So shout out to my guy Francis and his wife Lori. He came through and showed love. You know, it's called Without Love.
That shit is
those scenes.
I was about to say, this is cinematic as fuck.
It's crazy how things change soon as we part ways. Can't even count on each other during them hard days. You were my number one lover, I was a quick phase. You used to tell me I fucking great, my dick tastes. But now I wonder about how much more did you lie about. But I must admit, you sucked the good with that lying mouth. You stupid hoe, can't believe how you made a fool of me. If you can feel the pain in my heart, then you see the ache in me. No longer seeing this love shit, that's a good
everything
thing.
Everything you've seen, I mean, people can't her like a good fling.
Put on my pip head, hit it. Leave it, I'm with
you. That's how I feel. Let my wits back. Let my niggas just hit that. My heart's changed.
Ugly.
The bright
side of
the days. I'm not the same. My heart's stained. I'm not sane. But I'm not saying that I'm out playing. I'm saying game. I'm just saying that I'm not playing. France, where he go? Look, she's talking to me right there. But I got no time for I look cute right there. That's because it's black and white. And you are once adored. Yeah, she's staying in another man's house. It's fucked up, but they for everybody.
They for everybody.
Yo, I still owe them pizza too. I never paid them pizza.
Oh shit.
But at the whole we couldn't get it clear because we don't know.
Shit,
we got it.
So this was so in what the, happened. This was in a hotel.
No, it was my homegirl's house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So how did you guys stumble upon like what you guys sampled? Was it social media or something?
We were at my dude's house. He was just making beats, and we were going through. He has crates of vinyl records and shit.
Oh.
And we found one without the cover.
Sleeve thing.
Yeah. So we just played it, and I'm like, yo, get something off of that.
Damn.
And he did. He made the beat or whatever. And then I'm like, yo, we gotta find out what the fuck this is. I can't make money off it. We can't make money off of this.
So y'all checked the record? Did it have like a little label on it? Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
That's fucked.
So we couldn't figure out who it was. To this day, we don't know who the hell it is.
That's what's up, though.
Damn.
So can't make money off of it, but you know it's on there.
But shit, let's see. 1.4.
After a certain point, like, so I made a freestyle. Like I was saying, I made a freestyle to the deep cover Twins by Fat Joe, Big Pun. It was originally Snoop and Dre. I made a freestyle to that beat. We shot a video. It got to the point where it was getting so much that Def Jam told me to put it down.
Because
I didn't have their permission.
Wow.
To fucking drop that record.
So it was catching too much clout.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
so
no.
I had to take it down.
That's
shout out to Fat Joe.
Wow.
Damn, they told Joe ass to lean back.
Yeah.
lean back, bro. Nigga, lean back.
And I did.
Yeah, I would have too.
And I did.
Yeah, no choice. At that point, you ain't got no choice.
Pay Def Jam.
I have to fucking pay up. So let me ask you this. What attracted you to even start to music?
Shout out to my dude, Nego. Angel.
Nego. No, it was Hoodie.
Hoods. That was his rap name. Hoods.
He said Hoodie though.
Back in the day.
I listened to his thing. He said Hoodie.
We made a record. Our first record we ever recorded was like in his mom's bedroom.
What was the crew name?
The Product. Bullshit. It was originally G Production.
G Productions, yeah.
And around that time, like a month or two later, fucking G Unit came out.
Oh.
So now everybody thinking we jocked them. We're like, no, we had that shit first. So we had to drop the G and go to the Product.
So did music attract you in some way, or did you guys all of us just like, fuck it, we about to do this?
We just started rapping for fun.
Together? Okay.
Yeah. And then our first record was a diss record. We made a record over Nas's Ether. Really? And it was so bad.
Yeah.
So bad. But I just kept writing, man. And eventually, you know, Nego was like, bro, like, you should take it serious.
What did you like the most? Did you like the most that you felt like you can write good lyrics? Did you feel like, you know, you just liked the music, the sounds?
The lyrics,
Or the studio, when you first hit the studio and you put the headset on. He was like, damn, this shit raw.
So I love studio vibes. Whether I'm the one recording or not, I love going to a studio.
Yeah.
It's just fun to me. I just sit there and watch somebody create. I love watching people create. And then, you know, I would say the lyrics, the I was performing this one time. There's a record called Sometimes by me and my man Gates 216, and it's a very personal record. When I got off the stage, some dude came up to me and was like, yo, I like what you said. I really needed to hear that. Oh, I'm like, shit. Oh, I'm like, that's dope. That's cool, man, because, you know, we all go through shit.
Right, right, right. For somebody to relate to that was kind
of
cool.
Yeah, yeah. So it was cool to me. So I'm a fan of those relatable type records. I'm a fan of people to just fucking snap, just fucking rap bars. I just want to hear bars.
All right, so everyone that makes music and shit has a song that they do not fuck with that they made. Do you have one of those? Like, one that you made and you thought it was cool in a moment, then you're just like, that's the worst track.
So that, yeah, there's a record. It's out, like, on, you know, all streaming platforms called, is it Dark Mind? Dark Mind. At the moment when I recorded, I thought it was fire. But then after a while, like after a month, I'm like, this is like really dark.
Oh, shit.
Like, I feel like a gothic Hispanic dude.
like on some Eminem shit? Like some wild shit like that?
Which was it? Which one was it?
Dark Mind. It's called Dark Mind. Oh, okay. And
no wonder he said it was dark.
we took samples out of the Exorcist movie.
What the fuck? Yeah that's yeah. Yo, that's gotta say.
When we were recording it, after we played it, me and my dude, we just felt something negative as we were playing it. Like something was telling us, like not to release it. And I'm looking at my dude. I'm like, yo, do you like feel that? I don't think we should do it.
But you released it anyways.
And we did. Yeah. Really, I don't let nobody tell me what to do. Not even Satan.
How many tracks did you put in that album?
Hey, no, it was just a single. Oh, you dropped it. Yeah, it was just a single.
Just single. You never dropped one album.
I haven't dropped an album yet, man. People call me like my friends make fun of me. Like, nigga, all you do is features. I'm like, it's been working so far. Guys? It's been working so far. But, you know, it's gotten me that. It's gotten me like, I was supposed to do a soundtrack for this Lifetime movie.
Oh, shit.
But then COVID hit.
Oh,
and completely ruined it.
Fucked your shit up, huh?
I mean, shout out to what you did, though. You already was in the movie.
Facts.
I did The Marksman.
The Marksman.
With Leo, what's Liam Neeson?
He's trying to be...
you didn't know this nigga's Hollywood and shit?
Yeah, he was trying to be Scarface. He's like, get the Yale.
Honestly,
I know where they are, boss.
This is the first time I meet him.
I know exactly where they are, boss.
Yeah, it's the first time we meet.
Yeah, I don't know shit.
First time we meet. The Hollywood's nice, man. The money's much faster than fucking music.
Are you still going with the music though, or no?
Huh?
Are you still at it?
Yeah. I'm still at it. I've wrote for people, doing ghostwriting, done behind the scenes stuff for. I got two placements. For the Mayans.
Spoiler alert.
Oh really?
I did a record. It was supposed to come out in season two.
Which one? What
for the Mayans?
For the Mayans? Oh, yeah. Remember Sons? The spinoff? Yeah.
They never used it, but it's okay. I got paid still.
Bad check?
Yeah, it was nice. Ooh. Yeah, it was nice.
Well, fuck it. It doesn't matter. Right?
No, it doesn't matter. But, you know, I'm watching the season. Even though I'm still a fan of the show, you're really paying attention. And I'm like,
right.
You're really not using it. You're not using my shit, man. What the fuck?
Damn. Them niggas was on some trash, huh?
But, you know, it's all good. I got a group of people around me, man.
Keto sitting at home like...
Look to your left.
Deca. Hold on. We're talking about music now. Deca sitting at home. He's sitting at home, and he's looking like, yeah. About to spit them bars. I just wrote that shit. Let's go.
He got this surround sound on high. On. Like, bro, it's going to come on.
He's going to be looking like... Hold on.
You got the scenes when you got people like working and you just hear them hear music in the background. I'm hoping it's me. And it's not some other Hispanic dude. Man, fuck that guy.
But did they replace the song?
No, I have no idea where they were gonna use it.
What if
was it like a one time?
What if they had what if they had multiple people ghostwrite to see which one they went with?
Oh yeah, I'm for sure they do. Okay. Yeah, I'm for sure they do.
But they still paid you, so it don't matter.
Yeah, it don't matter.
That's what's up. I like that.
Thank you.
How did you get that role?
My dude was a assistant to the casting director for the Marksman movie, and he had made a post about it, and I commented on it just joking, and he's like, "Yo, I could get you an audition. Are you serious?" I'm like, "Nah, I was just fucking around, dude." He's like, "Nah, I could get you." I'm like, "All right, fuck it,
all right, do it."
So I go. Apparently, I killed the audition. I didn't hear from them for like 2 weeks.
Can I ask you real quick?
Yeah.
I know in addition they have you phrase something. Was it something quick, or was it something like an actual couple seconds?
Audition took like 15 minutes.
15 minutes?
Yeah, it took a minute.
You're reading really? Like the actual script?
I'm reading different shit. They told me to read different shit in Spanish and English because I was going to, the audition I was, the role I was going for was a Mexican dude.
Oh, okay,
so
okay.
He was speaking Spanish, that he wanted me doing Spanish and English.
How long of a time did you have?
An actual movie?
To practice it before.
Oh, bro, before. To practice it. He sent me the script like 2 hours. Like he sent me the things that were going to tell me to say. Not the actual script of the movie.
Okay.
He was like, yo, they're going to tell you to do this. So as I'm driving, I'm trying to memorize the shit. And I get there and, you know, at one point she's like, you're going to get shot, okay? I'm going to go boom and just act like you got shot. But you don't need to fall. And my mind like, well, I'm going to fall. Yeah. I got to the floor. I got shot.
He flopped.
And she's laughing. And it's like, you can get up, honey. I stayed on the ground. And I'm like, you didn't say cut. And she started laughing again. I'm trying, really trying to get in this shit. Yeah. And then 2 weeks later, I get a FaceTime from her telling me I'm in. I'm like, sweet.
That's ooh. Dope.
And it's like, you about to receive a bunch of phone calls. And she was online, like wardrobe people, a bunch of other shit. I'm like, oh, this is crazy.
Wow. Were you nervous when you did that?
Oh, hell yeah. Extremely nervous. Man, my first day, I was nervous as shit. I met Juan Pablo Raba getting makeup and cut. Like, he was getting makeup done. I was getting my hair cut. They fucked up my hair, by the way.
Yeah. Oh.
I should have plugged in Brian and Faded Barbershop.
That would have been
on
dope.
Ridge in Parma, Ohio.
Yeah, so that's a Faded Barbershop and DJ Cut It.
DJ Cut It, man. That guy does it all.
Right, another jack of all trades.
Yeah. Then I was talking to the guy. So Juan Pablo Rabas, Colombian. So he got on the phone. I heard his Spanish accent. I'm like, yo, I'm about to make a friend. So I start talking to him. He's like, tú eres colombiano. I'm like, see. And we start chopping it up. So I made a friend with a Hollywood guy and shit. Then I asked for his opinion. I'm like, yo, like, nervous as shit. He's like, bro, they gave you the role for a reason. So just go out there. He's like, we all fuck up. Trust me.
Right, like, don't overthink
man.
It.
Man. They fuck up like crazy.
I mean,
it'd be some long ass days.
La Pitufa over here is stage fright. So
I see y'all was giving a shit about the opening. Like, I think you did a good job.
Episode.
She only said, and a special guest, and that's it.
Yo, she had that one job, but you killed it.
Oh, shit.
Okay. I had to make it fast. It was starting to build up.
You think you'd be able to audition for an acting job?
Nah. I'm cool, man. I'm
she
so
need
cool.
A bucket the whole time. She's
throwing up the entire time.
Would you have woke up?
I don't know what it is because like I can talk to people and shit like that, but it's I don't know if it's like the pressure or what, but something just really
you think
fucks
about
with
it.
Me.
What is it that you think it's because you think about it? Like, oh, all these people are looking at me, or
I am an overthinker, so I probably did think about it too hard.
It's definitely, like, I still always get nervous. Like, even right before we started this, like, right when you're like, all right, y'all ready? And that's when I'm like.
Had to get the jitters out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The pregame jitters.
I always get it. Always. I don't think it ever goes away. But once you start going, whatever.
So when you got that call, how did it feel?
I felt great, dude.
What did they tell you? Did they tell you you got your job, or did they say you got a different second?
So my dude FaceTime, I originally auditioned for a smaller role, a non-speaking role.
My like an extra type shit?
Kind of.
It was a second audition.
So my dude's like, hey, he FaceTimed me. He's in the car. He's like, yo, you didn't get the role for George. I'm like, oh, it's cool, bro. He's like, you got Emilio. I'm like, oh, who the fuck is that? He's like, oh, he's probably, you're going to talk. And then you see the casting director next to him. What's up, Jose? I'm like, oh, hey. He's like, you got it, this and that. We're going to email you all this.
I'm Teca.
No, so she originally, she's like, do you have a portfolio? I'm like, nah, this is my first act in anything. But then I brought the Without Love video up. I'm like, but if you go on YouTube, you go, Jose Teca, my stage name, Without Love, that's like my directorial debut. And I do some acting, I wrote a script. She's like, okay, honey, I'll check it out. Whether she checked it out or not, I don't know. But you got me the role.
X, that's all that matters.
I'm like, boom. What's up?
It was cool, man. You still
you
get
like,
royalties
fuck that.
Off of
I don't
that.
Even want to do music when I want to do acting.
Because the money is so much faster, man.
So you plan on doing more?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Nice. That's what I'm saying. Are you going to look out for auditions? Or?
Yeah. I did. She's not my agent. She's a agent. Mm. She had reached out to me. They were looking for extras for the Judas and the Black Messiah movie. And I'm like, all right, I've never been an extra. I'll try doing an extra, see how that life is about. I didn't like it.
Be blurred out because it's the iPhone.
I hated it.
The background's always black, blurred out.
Bro, they had us
walking. So you're sitting there as an extra, like, just sitting in, you don't even see your face.
They had us walking in the rain for, like, 6 hours. Because you got to replay the scene over and over again from this direction. They shooting from this direction, from that direction and shit. Yeah. Like, I didn't like it, huh?
That's what they're going to have you blurred out. They're going to have you blurred out because they're only going to have the main characters. And then in the credits, you're going to be like, look, 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 look. Jose Take.
The blurred one. I told you. The blurred one. That was me.
That was me.
That was my forehead right there.
No, that's what's up, man. Obviously, you know, if you do take the, it's all about taking that shit serious, man. You take the audition serious. Definitely. And you go in hard, and then they're like, shit, pause. Whoa. No, but I'm saying you go hard at trying, you know, taking forwards to get that position and shit, and then when you get it, you just like, damn. And now that's where the real nerves come in, because when you actually get it, like when you're auditioning for it, you're like, you're nervous, but
you got nothing to lose, whatever.
Yeah, right. But you're like, all right, fuck it, I'm probably not gonna get it. But
yeah, that's exactly.
But when they call you, you actually have to do it. That's when you're like,
you're like, holy shit, bro, I'm studying my script. This is going live. Every fucking day.
How many times did they say cut again?
Oh, bro, a lot, man. A lot. And it was, at one point, I started improvising and shit. And then the director's like, no, don't do that. I'm like, all right.
Stick to the script.
You're supposed, you're just this type of person. I'm like, okay. My fault. he's like, oh, you shit. Ain't Liam Neeson, bro.
Is that what he does? He does a lot of improvising?
I didn't really get to meet him. He's one of those actors. He does his shit.
And he's gone. Out.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Did you get like a check for that part, or did you get like royalties for the movie?
Yeah, I got a nice check. No royalties. I still get royalties.
Yes.
Yeah. As long as it's playing somewhere.
Did it hit big numbers? Like, was it popular?
It was number one in the world for 4 weeks in a row. It took out Wonder Woman.
Really? Oh, number one movie in the world.
Yeah. We're supposed to go to. We're supposed to have, you know, the big Hollywood party and shit.
So if they can see you, they'd be like, COVID. "Hey, that's Taker."
Damn, COVID.
What did they say in your credits? Huh? What did they say in your credits?
My government name.
So let them know what it is in case they're looking for the Jose. Credits.
Jose. Oh, yeah. You want to look at Jose Mijangos.
Mijangos. You're going to be looking at the credits like, where's Jose Mijangos? Where is it at? Okay.
Like, where's Teca? I'm looking for
Teca. They're looking for
Teca. I don't see Quito. I don't see none of that.
It's Jose Rivera.
Tio Willy.
Jose Rodriguez. I don't see no Teca.
Shout out to my guy Steel Willie and the director B.
Yeah. Yep.
And with that, we're about to take a little break. Y'all already know what the fuck it is, man. Flair on it.
Rest in peace, Razor Ramon.
Hey, I smoke. Billie Jean. Hey.
It's 30. Listen, Dior.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Dior. Yeah.
I'm bumping all the scores.
We back.
Rest in peace, Pop Smoke.
I like that you guys have break times.
Hell yeah.
Y'all close. Didn't have like a little commercial break time?
Nah, we have shit.
We're
so unorganized, but we have fun.
That's funny because we was coming into this motherfucker with the podcast.
Oh. Talk about my podcast that is no longer at the moment.
Oh, so you guys are just on a break?
No, first of all, let's get into it. How did it become the Takeover?
The Takeover, Brian named it.
Brian?
Brian named it, yeah.
DJ Cut It.
The director B. The fireman. The barber.
Director B.
The fireman. The barber.
He's a dickhead, man.
So how'd y'all come up with it?
He came up with it. He just...
Real quick.
One day, he's like, Takeover. I'm like...
So did he want you to be like the star of it? Because it was like, it's spelled Deka, isn't it? Like
right, no, over? So...
Billie Jean.
I don't know his reason behind it,
just
honestly.
Just like a cell on it?
He is, right? Recipes of Michael Jackson, too. I don't think he did them things to them kids.
Stop lying to yourself, bro.
Just love his music. I think that's a question you gotta ask Brian. I'm not sure. He just
said it one day and y'all was like, fuck it.
I think he had texted me like, yo, the Takeover podcast. I'm like, I'm down for whatever name y'all want. Like,
right.
So we ran with it. We call him the Director B because he does everything that Iz is doing. The buttons and all that shit.
Frecky.
Yeah. Fresky.
Fresky.
Fresky. Frecky.
Yeah.
Doofy. Theo Willie.
Theo Willie. We
call him Theo Willie because I think he made like a Peep and Tom comment one time. Yeah. And,
oh shit!
So I think because we still don't remember why we really called him Theo Willie. It just had to be something bad.
Yeah.
Oh, so he shit. Stuck with it.
Y'all looked at him like Theo or
no? No. She got responsible Willis.
So is that where Willie's World came from?
No. Willie's World actually named after my cousin who passed.
And 40, his name was Willie.
40, his name was Wilson.
Wilson.
47 was a baseball jersey he used to wear. Mm-hmm. So I just added that to it.
Gotcha.
Just to keep his name going and shit.
Rest in peace.
And what? I know we're going back and forth, but what did inspire you to even start the Willie's World? What?
Bro, okay. I had lost my job at the time. I had a legit job and shit. And I got fired. What was that? I got fired. Everything was cool for like, y'all heard that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sound like this motherfucker falling apart and shit. What the fuck? We in the garage, yo. The siding is about to fly.
It's talking about some technical difficulties, motherfucker.
No, let's go.
It's just about to collapse.
Roof about to fly off and shit.
We good.
Me and mommy one day made empanadas. We're selling empanadas for a weekend. And we ended up just selling it all weekend. And we made a lot of money. And I'm like, interesting.
Right.
So then, like, a month passes by. We add arepas to the fucking thing. Like, hey, we're selling arepas and shit. We had like 4 or 5 days just selling shit. I'm like, dude,
let's just do this. Just killing
it. Yeah, I'm like, let's fucking do this. And I've always been in the kitchen since a kid. And next thing you know, we start selling from the house.
Just giving me inspiration.
In the kitchen cooking stir fry. In the kitchen cooking stir fry.
Rest in peace to Take Off.
Thanks.
And then next thing you know, I start getting calls for like parties and shit. So I'm like, I should probably like try to get something that's on the tax document so the government will right. come after me.
I'm not gonna ask you what's the most you made, but what was your best day?
So we had an event for neighborhood family practice.
Okay.
And they had some type of Hispanic heritage thing or some shit for a bunch of doctors or whatever.
That's like a clinic thing, right? Is that the one it's by Dave's?
Yeah, it's like a local thing. They're like everywhere. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Everywhere in Cleveland. I don't know about everyone else. It was a good check for like $1,200. And it's just one day.
For one day, shit.
4 hours. Well, I'll take it.
Thanks.
I'll fucking take it.
How many hours of work did you think you put into
overall,
it as well?
Overall, like, I probably did like a good, 12 hours overall.
Still not bad, though.
With prepping and cooking and
1,200,
shit.
12 hours?
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
So that was good.
¿Qué te pasa a ti?
I don't know.
What you looking at? I like this. I like being able to sit across and see y'all and motherfuckers. See,
facts.
I do have a question, though. What do you guys cook, aside from the empanadas that you're talking about?
So is it more Colombian food, Guatemalan food?
At Willie's World, what do you typically have as like your top seller?
The empanadas. They're Colombian empanadas. Shout out to the cameraman with the Colombian soccer jersey. My team ain't make it to the World Cup this year, but we good. Empanadas is the top seller.
So enlighten me, what is the difference between your empanadas and then how would you say
like the
Spanish empanadas?
Yeah.
The masa. The masa is different. Like, we use some different type of corn dough.
Yeah.
The filling is different.
So what is ours? Ours like a flour dough?
We make the masa, yeah.
Yeah, so we buy the disc.
Yeah. I love Puerto Rican empanadas.
Are we cheap and lazy?
You already know.
I love it.
Cheap and lazy.
The empanadas, arepas, ceviche. We make
I never really had arepas. Even when you brought them over that catering that one day.
Oh, you didn't have any?
He catered my bounce party, and I didn't even have an
Arepa. Arepas are crazy.
Hold on. The podcast, I don't even know the fucking tragic ass ceviche experience I had at
Lupo. Oh, you putting them down.
Tell us about it.
You put vinegar in your ceviche?
No.
Oh, he
put too. I do. I put a little bit of vinegar in my ceviche.
Only a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. I've seen.
So this might just be biased then, because we love vinegar. This might just be biased then, because
yeah, we don't like. But the thing is ceviche. We make pulpo salad.
Yeah, and that's the difference is we make it like a seafood salad with a lot of vinegar and a lot of stuff.
I've seen that. Yeah, it which I'm a fan too.
It marinates in vinegar.
Yeah, so we let it marinate in the lime juice more.
Yeah,
Let it marinate in the lime juice.
It's still good, but it's just not that.
You heard him. It's still good.
That's because we.
That's because we like the vinegar, though. That's the difference.
No, yeah. I put a little bit of vinegar.
Yeah, we like a lot.
Not like the pupa side. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I eat that shit too. I'm fat.
Yeah, that shit slaps.
So yeah.
Sachi papas.
So now she has some, and she's like, "What'd you say?
It tastes like dirty water.
The vinegar,
like basement water.
No, like so the liquid that it was sitting in. Mm. Don't get me wrong." Shrimp, veggies, everything. Like, right. You know, that was all there.
Go ahead. What happened?
The fuck y'all niggas don't know.
I'm just laughing because I'm like, damn, yeah, she about to talk that shit. Let's go.
What is he talking about?
Talk that shit. What happened?
Sorry, Blue Palm. Everything else was cool, but that ceviche was ass. Yeah, no, everything was cool. The veggies, all that. The veggies, all that shit, fine. But the not the liquid, the fluid. What do you want to call that? The vinaigrette.
Bro, she tasted. Okay, I don't give a fuck. I'm always real. I'm freaky. Look, she tasted it. And she was like,
"It tastes like dirt."
It tastes like dirt.
Damn.
And I'm like, what? Out of everything that you can fucking mention, you said it tastes like dirt.
Damn.
I said there's no fucking way.
Huh? What restaurant is this?
I'm not saying it again.
It was Blue Palm.
Blue Palm restaurant right there where Monkey Bar used to be.
Now Willie's World.
This dude put their fucking cup. Now that's
B2B.
you just didn't like the ceviche. It's not good.
No, for real. And then I'm like, no, there's no way and shit. And then I tasted it. And I'm like, well, one, what did I say?
In the first, you were like, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, yeah, I see what you mean.
No, because it did not taste like dirt. What I said,
no, because like, there was a but after that. He was like, "I see what you mean, but it's not like dirt. It's like
sand.
I think it's like the lime juice."
He did.
So we're looking at him like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "Because you got to think about it. Ceviche is not our stuff. It's different."
Right.
And then that's when he started explaining, like, "Oh, okay, so like, more of a lime juice thing." And then we were like, "Okay, yeah."
Fuck Taco Bell.
Okay.
Fuck Condados.
Okay.
Fuck El Barrios.
Yeah.
Fuck them all. If you was to come get a taco from Frecky's motherfucking shop, you're getting a taco with vinegar. Don't act. If you don't want vinegar, there's a couple more tacos you can go get somewhere else. I bet you money, if you come taste these tacos with the vinegar.
Where did like this come from?
I felt like he had to get this off his chest.
Right. I got the fucking best tacos, and you're going to have vinegar.
No, because we're talking about the ceviche, but we do it in vinegar. Uh-huh. And like,
oh, shit.
Real shit. We grew up, like, even from our dad and even on my own and shit, we always grew up with vinegar.
For sure.
It was, bro, growing up, as little as kids, they was always putting vinegar in our shit. And we're just eating this shit.
You know? I have vinegar in your Capri Suns and shit.
Yeah, he started, yeah. Juice pops. Trust me, bro.
That nigga ain't serving me on shit. It's gone.
I did a good job of being quiet.
So we're going to get vinegar tacos at Frecky's.
He ain't showing me no.
Vinegar tacos.
For real, what I'm saying is, like, that would be the difference. For me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's going to make you stand out.
A lot of people are making ceviche lime juice. So, like, I think Mr. Pitufi over there make a hell of a fucking octopus salad.
I want to try.
Bro, this motherfucker makes, I can't even give his fucking recipe out, but this shit.
Nah, it's his recipe, man. He gets to keep it.
It's not really a recipe.
Is it? Shit, it's a fucking recipe, bro.
Just cut it up.
I'm talking about it marinates in the fucking vinegar and garlic.
A lot of garlic in that.
And bro, when you eat that shit, it's juicy as fuck, and it's all vinegar. Like, so, like, I'm not really a big fan of lime. So that's probably why.
I love lime. Yeah. So is it like a
You're probably not neither, huh? What?
Escabeche, is that what you call it?
A little bit.
Oh, you're talking about guineo escabeche?
Yeah. Instead of not the guineo, it's going to be
So it's kind of like that flavor, okay. I'm not going to lie.
Then I'm going to like it.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of like that flavor.
Okay.
He said it's like guineitos. You know how it's kind of like vinegary, like tart like that. I mean, not tart.
It's not tart.
Tangy is the word.
So going back to the fucking blue palm, though, like, do you think if there was to have vinegar in it, would have been better?
Oh, God. Poor blue palm.
I got to give I haven't tried them yet, man.
Some garlic.
The food was good, in my opinion.
The food was great.
And I had like three whole plates.
You just didn't like this?
A whole bunch of shit.
Everything was good.
That's fine. That's fine.
Everything was good.
But the lady kept forgetting our orders. She kept fucking up. Like, all types of shit.
Hey,
shit on blue palm and the server. Well, fuck it. Throw her name out there. Why not?
No, but you know what? At the end of the day, she did her job and she made sure everything was cool at the end of the day. But she was.
No, you saying that because you got your cubano that wasn't your cubano first before
everything. I'm eating the motherfucker.
This is personal. Bro,
check this out. Okay, check this out. No, check this out, Tito.
Oh, shit.
You like to cook? You like to cook, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If somebody come to your Willy's World and say, hey, Quito, I want 12 empanadas. And you be like, okay, give me 15 minutes.
I want 12 empanadas, patoro.
Patoro.
Yo quiero toros. No, in 15 minutes. And they pull up in 15 minutes. And you just gave me the 12 empanadas. And you're like, oh.
So wait, here's the thing. Is they place the order online or over the phone before he walked in? So the order was in. He sat down, he ordered that. That came in the window.
So they probably had their order on first. Yeah, they had their order in first, so they served them first. That's...
No, they were, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt.
They, yeah,
oh, they served you first.
Yeah.
They gave me their sandwich.
So the lady walked in, and we're sitting there watching her, and she's like, oh.
She comes back to me and says,
you're eating my sandwich.
No, it wasn't the lady. The lady don't know what the fuck is going on. The server came back to me and was like,
oh, I see what's about to happen.
Yo te di el sandwich mal. I said, what? This is, no, this is the right sandwich.
You said cubano, right?
No, that's your sandwich, but that wasn't your order. It was supposed to be for somebody else. I said, well, you want it? And she's like, no, you just I already took like a bite out of like a couple fries or something. I don't think I bit into the sandwich.
Yeah, she had no reason to even.
No, you had it in your hands though. I know for sure you had it in your hands.
I don't think I took a bite. I don't know.
He had a bite because as soon as she brought the plate, this nigga started tearing at the fries first. And then he was like,
that's what I'm saying. I think I ate the fries, but I didn't eat the sandwich.
You took one bite.
No, I don't think so.
All I know is he had it in his hands. And either way, she's not going to take it back.
And she's like, no, I don't know. I'm like, all right. The lady comes in. Damn, we talking mad shit on me. The lady comes in. She's standing there like this. She's standing here like this, like.
That looks good.
And I'm just like, no, I'm saying it like, damn, I'm eating her sandwich.
Excuse me, ma'am, your sandwich.
And bro, I swear, I ate like damn near more than half of my sandwich, bro. And she's still waiting for her sandwich. And then she finally, and I guarantee David said it like, she's never ordering from here again. I'm like, she will. When she ate the sandwich, she will.
No. Was she a Blanca?
Yeah,
she was. They love cultural stuff, man. Yeah. She'll come back.
She'll find somewhere else to get a cubano.
Or that.
She'll find somewhere. She'll be like, fuck blue palm.
She's going to look for a cubano.
A real cubano. A real Cuban motherfucker that stepped foot in the country and they're illegal right away.
So, man, let's get to this podcast.
That felt personal. Fuck those assholes.
Take over pocket. You believe these motherfuckers had the audacity.
Audacity.
The fucking nerve to share the same birthday.
Yeah, they do.
And not include me.
And not include me.
How dare them be born a year after me, man? That is fucking bullshit.
How much after you?
Same year?
I'm a year.
I mean,
older.
Same day?
No.
No, it's not about the year. What about the month?
A year and 2 months.
They got the exact same birthday.
They got the same exact
birthday. And we are talking about Theo Willie and DJ Cuddy.
That's crazy. And they're best friends. Those are
same
birthday and everything.
Best friends,
man. That's fucking crazy.
So let me ask you this. In the Takeover podcast, who is the best podcaster out of all y'all?
Oh, me. Hands down. It's me.
Yeah. Shots fired.
Nah. I think we all bring something different to the table.
What everybody brought.
You could always count on Theo Willie to say the ignorant shit that he probably...
Like, that, what that you mean by ignorant?
Shit that could get him canceled type of shit.
What do you mean by ignorant, though? Like, he fuck just gets it out of his chest, he don't care, he don't hold his tongue?
No, he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, we'll no filter, say, me neither. Shit.
Me, I think I'm the one who, like, probably curates it, who kind of, like, keeps the show flowing of where we're going.
Okay.
The director B, he's like the director. He does all the buttons and shit. And then him and Will love the fight. And he'll say smart remarks, like on the low. Like, say you and me are talking right now.
Yeah.
He would like, he's fucking lying. And you won't catch it until you fucking replay the episode.
But why did they always get into it, though? Shit. Why did they always get into it? You never even used to say no. You just sit back and just
because it's fun.
You just see him. You sit back and watch it?
Sit back and watch it.
Why did they always get into it?
Nah, for real, I want to know. Because
Theo Willie would say some ignorant shit.
Like what? I used to like
watch. So this is stuff that got cut? Huh? It's got like archives?
Oh, no. Nothing gets cut. Everything stays.
Oh, shit.
Everything's. And yeah. When I say argument, you know, it's like friendly argument.
Yeah. Just bullshit.
And by the way, y'all, if in case you haven't been listening, the first episode I mentioned and a couple episodes that this is where our podcast kind of got started.
Inspiration.
Inspiration from the Takeover podcast when I came over and chilled with y'all.
Kicked it hard.
You know what I'm saying? And the crazy part is I was the number one episode.
I remember. Yo, you was talking mad shit about it, too.
Bidoofy!
Yo, he was promoting that shit every week.
Mm-hmm. Bro, you don't know how much shit I heard, bro. Every day he's like, bro,
can you do numbers
none of
like
those
me?
Episodes are doing better. It's been like a month, and not one episode is doing better than mine, bro. Mine's the like shit.
I know.
Am I still the best one?
I haven't checked. I think so.
Look at this nigga. This nigga. Check right now. What's the numbers?
What is it?
Let me see the stats.
We had one episode when we had a special guest.
Who?
I'm not gonna put her name out there. Oh, we had a special. I forget the name of the episode, but Will and B has talked before the show.
Hold on. I gotta cut you off. Who's the guest?
Hold on. Let me look for the episode.
You don't even know.
I was gonna say you have a whole ass episode. How can you not name them?
Trying to name the name of the episode.
Just put a name on it. Not the episode. Put a name on the person.
Rebecca. We're gonna call her Rebecca.
I don't know.
Becky with the bad back.
I listen to all your episodes.
Becky with the good hair. But I think it was one of the episodes where we got into the discussion about me not dating single moms.
Oh, and that's when it blew up that everybody hated you?
That got me a lot of backlash.
Yeah.
Canceled?
Yeah, they tried to cancel me. Mm. It was bad, dude. But then I had some single mothers that like had my back. They're like, that's fine. I got 3 kids. I wouldn't want you. I know you don't want to date me. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Like, I don't.
Oh, shit. So you're just getting backlash from like the Karens?
Oh, for sure. For sure, like you're immature. Bro. You need to grow the fuck up.
And like the bitches that are like mature, they're like, I don't give a fuck if you want me or not.
Can we go back to it? What was it? Was it because you said you don't like dating moms with kids?
I don't remember exactly what I said. I do know I don't think I came out and said I don't want to date a single mother. I don't think I said it like that.
What'd you say? Maybe, I ain't raising nobody kids or something.
I don't remember. Probably. And but I'm sure it came out bad. Apparently.
Right.
And people was just dogging me. And it got to a point where like 2 weeks later, I didn't make an apology. I made a video pretty much saying like, look, I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about, but I never really said it like that. I just said at the moment in my life, I don't want to date nobody with... Okay. Yeah,
maybe he lying. He pulled the Conor McGregor. He was like, if you look real close in my suit, it says, fuck you. And none of the single moms, fuck you.
So that was a good episode, you know, when I said I wouldn't date single moms.
But that don't got nothing to do with Pitufi. I'm still number one.
But I'm saying that's probably the closest one, maybe.
Really? I remember Xavier wanted to try to top me off. Whoa, pause.
Pause.
What the fuck?
You know, y'all know what I mean. He tried to top me on the episode.
Nice.
Pause.
Nice.
How was your pee break, man? Damn, I can't even talk no more. I already got speech problems. Now I can't even talk.
Yep.
Good pee break. Nice, cool.
Oh shit.
Yeah, but to my knowledge, I think you still had like the number one episode.
Yeah.
on our Takeover podcast, which you can still stream on our podcast. Thank you.
I think it comes down to it. It came down to, like, you guys were sharing it, but I was sharing it too. Like, a lot of you guys, probably wasn't sharing it like how they should have.
That's true.
You know
what
I'm saying? So
that's definitely true. It's, yeah, we.
You're saying promotion might have been a little issue.
Yeah, social media presence is much. Have such a love hate relationship with social media,
man. What?
And that's, you know
what
I'm saying? And that's another reason why
people will be there for the bullshit, but for the shit you want them to support, they ain't there.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why we also wanted to bring more guests, because we know, like, guests are also gonna help us share and, you know,
it'll
support.
It'll bring in their audience. Yeah, to listen to your shit. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So,
and it costs nothing, bro.
Yeah,
it costs nothing to share.
Facts. But you know, it costs nothing to support your people.
Costs nothing. I say it all. I mean, I'm not gonna like beg for it or whatever.
But. Facts. So, but still.
So I'm gonna ask you real quick. Why the fuck you guys always talk about wrestling?
Oh,
I know y'all love y'all wrestling, but like, y'all even had some people say fuck wrestling. Y'all said nah, fuck y'all.
We put out a poll, and a lot of people say, man, fuck this wrestling shit. And we just, that was me, my fault. Damn, bro.
Diablo, this nigga's like the Tasmanian devil.
He's got a poop. What were we talking about? Later, that's what happens when I start curating.
Fuck.
Forget. Oh, the wrestling thing.
Oh, yeah.
We're all three of us are huge fans of wrestling. So we try to split it up to like, yo, 10 minutes, we're going to talk about this. It doesn't last.
It turns into like half
the
episode.
Episode, we're like, fuck. Episode's over. Rest in peace, Dustin Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes.
So, rest in peace, Razor Ramon.
So you guys still watching shit? You guys still keep up with like the WrestleManias and the SummerSlams shit?
We went to our first WrestleMania.
You guys went to WrestleMania?
We went to New Orleans.
Holy shit.
Went to the funnest time of my fucking life.
No way.
We thought we were fans? No.
You guys like met like wrestlers and shit too?
No, we didn't get to meet wrestlers. Oh. No, it was just mad fun, dude. Best time I had. One of the best times I had.
For real?
Yeah.
So it was like Mardi Gras time too, or like, yeah, like you guys
much,
picked?
Pretty much. It was like,
oh,
pretty much.
Shit.
The whole especially WrestleMania, they'll have like the whole weekend thing.
Right.
So, oh, dude, it was a fucking blast.
Just lit the whole time, like all kinds of events and all that shit.
We're going down the street, two sweeting people left and right. You got Bullet Club shirts on, our NWOs. Just like,
man,
too sweet. So,
I know.
It was fun.
Suck it, suck it.
Telling people about the New Orleans trip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Telling people to suck it left and right.
That was the only wrestling match you went to, or no?
That was the first big one I went to.
Yeah.
Before that, I went. There was a pay per view they had in Cleveland, the TLC, Tables, Ladders, and Chairs.
So that's why you guys brought it into the podcast, because of that.
Yeah.
Because you guys all did went together.
Yeah, we went to WrestleMania. We drove. We're not doing that again.
Not doing that.
That was a long trip.
Damn, to New Orleans?
Yeah.
That's a trip.
Yeah. Don't let Theo Willie drive.
Oh, shit.
And don't give B the ox cord.
That's what's up.
Okay, so.
That's what's
up. No, hold on.
Yeah, he's like, that's what's up.
No. I need some explanations. What the fuck? He's talking about that's what's up. I need some explanations. What is going on here?
You got B in the back of the car, passed the fuck out. His phone was connected to the ox cord. You got like Post Malone radio playing. I was like, man, what the fuck is this? Theo Willie doing some Dukes of Hazzard shits in his car. B's jumping up and down in the back trying to sleep. What the fuck? I'm like, bro, you about to break this dude's car.
Hey.
What was this in the Charger?
Coming back from New Orleans. No, it was a, what the fuck did B have at the time?
Impala, it was B's car?
Yeah, I think he had an Impala or something like
that. Wildin'.
When we're in New Orleans, we're driving through fucking,
don't tell all your secrets.
What's the name of that street? There's a video out there. There's a video out there. There's barricades, but somehow the car fit through the barricades. We shouldn't have been there. That's where people walk. And as we're driving, people are like, assholes. I don't think we should be here.
Yeah, like the Bronx and Pittsburgh.
But it was fun time, man. Fun time.
Let me going back to this podcast thing, though. Why did it stop?
Life. I want to say life. Life got busy for all of us. B started Fire Academy.
Yeah.
I was on the road constantly. So
just like life, when, man, the acting stuff was picking up and all, right? That.
No, I still live here. Yeah, still live here.
No, but I'm saying you're back or you still?
No, I'm gonna be back in New York for like a month. Oh, yeah. Like after the holidays.
Oh shit!
Got a gig out there
for the holidays?
No. After the holidays.
After the holidays.
Yeah. I like being with family for the holidays.
Yeah.
You got a gig out there? We got something to look forward to? What's going on?
No, just the healthcare stuff, the insurance payment job.
So do you think of
the benefits?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Back to it, right? Life insurance and benefits, all that.
That's what
but
he said.
Do you think like, you guys would be able to get it back running? I used to listen to it.
I think we can. We just probably got to, it won't be weekly probably.
Yeah.
But, you know, twice a month.
Actually, maybe, or something like that. Today I just got my hair cut by DJ Cut It.
Shout out to B.
Yeah, and
Faded Barbershop.
I even told him. Ohio. We were talking about it today at the barbershop, man. I told him, I was like, well, what about if you guys do it once every 2 weeks or maybe once a month or sometimes maybe twice a month?
Yeah, yeah. No, we definitely got to touch base on it.
I would say just let that shit flow.
Yeah.
Touch base on it. And
y'all feel like getting together, and get some content going, throw some shit together, and let that shit rip.
Yeah, I'm always down for it. I know people were talking like, is there a rift between the guys? I'm like, nah, just got busy.
Right.
Yeah. You know, just got stupid busy.
Yeah, when life hits.
Oh, life hits hard, man. It's fast, too.
Facts.
Yeah.
Fast and hard.
Ain't ready for that. So that's some Mike Tyson rushing you type shit.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Yeah, that's scary. Yeah, that's how life be hitting, too.
Facts.
And let me tell you this, too. Why the fuck did you guys piss his girl off?
Oh, shit.
Y'all really let Jay roll up a fucking blunt in the fucking living room table when she came, woke up like, what the fuck? Y'all is crazy.
Shout out to Jay.
That reminds me of the time that the daughter was in the fridge or something, and somebody was saying some wild shit.
The dog was in the fridge?
The daughter.
Oh, the daughter was in the
what
fridge?
What you mean?
The daughter was in the fridge or something, and somebody was saying some wild shit.
Oh, Will was saying something crazy. What? Yeah, and his daughter was going in the fridge. She's like, that's why you gotta... Damn, Will, you gotta watch your mouth, Till Willie.
Oh yeah, he says some shit that you probably don't say in front of kids. Yeah. That's Till Willie.
Yeah, that straight made me think about that.
That's Till Willie. No, Jay started rolling up a blunt. And we got scared, and yo, we some
she
bitches too. It's like we're like
straight pointed at Jay. It was him.
Well, he was.
She came down and pointed at Jay.
No, we did.
They did.
Oh, you guys were like.
Nope.
Yeah, he did it. All him.
Shout out to Jay, man. He's my realtor. He's my cousin.
Yeah. Was that the funniest moment? Because after that, I got kicked out of DJ Cut's house.
We got kicked out of DJ Cut's house. We got to go to Theo Willie's house.
New setup. No more rolling up in my house, motherfuckers. Get the fuck out.
So then the plan was, at that time, you know, I was searching for a house. I'm like, once I get my house, we can do it in my house. Because it's just me, because I'm so fucking lonely and shit. And...
That reminds me of the questions you got.
And, but then, you know, life, that's when life hit.
You heard though? So we
stopped. The questions that I got?
Yeah, on Instagram or Facebook. Bro, you're so popular, you got hella questions.
Oh, did I really get questions, man?
Yeah, you got so many questions, you got none, actually.
Like two of them? Oh, fuck. I was hoping for at most two.
He said two of them?
At most two. You see how low I set
like
the bar?
Like two of them or something, bro? So, yeah, you got like none.
No, it's straight was
you see
none.
How low I set the bar?
I was kind of disappointed. I'm like, damn, man, nobody got questions for Deca, Quito, Jose, bro. The actor, Jose Mijangos.
Nobody, thanks for saying my last name right, man. Nobody fucks with me, bro.
Yeah.
I like it that way, though.
What do they say your name as? Mijangos?
Oh, bro, they screwed it up all throughout, like, my...
Mijangos.
Mijangos. I've heard Mijangos.
Mijango.
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 I've heard Minanos. I'm like, where did you see another N in the beginning, bro? Like, and it got to a point, like, in high school, like, everybody started calling me Quito.
That's where they came up with Tata. Man, it's Tata. Tata.
And there's not even a T tato. Anywhere in my name.
Tata y Tato.
Yeah. Even teachers had to ask me for, like, my real name in high school.
Not yet. So like, there really was one question.
Somebody did it? Nah.
Somebody did ask one question.
Oh, shit.
And I'm going to pour it out there and tell you who it was.
Maybe if you ask me the question, I think I'll know
who is it, B?
No.
Shout out to that one person.
Why haven't I been invited to your house?
Hold on, because I'm confused.
Right, okay.
That's the only question.
Is this an insider or something?
Shout out to Theo Williams.
Yeah.
Hell no. into my house.
And he said there's been a guest list full of people. And never Tio Willie. Never Frecky neither. Never Mr. Pitufi. Never La Pitufa.
One, I'm never home.
Never cameraman.
And one,
never cameraman.
He's got the right shirt on, though. He might get an invite before Tio Willie, dude. Damn. You guys are all welcome to the carne asada, by the way.
Fuck that. Last time I said that, everybody was giving me shit.
Really?
Fuck it. It's not fuck a carne asada. I want Willie's world now.
He wants vinegar tacos. Pause.
vinegar tacos. Yeah, that's it.
The Frecky special.
From the Frecky special. The Frecky.
The Frecky.
The Frecky special. My fault. Tio Willie's invited anytime I tell him. Like, bro, first let me.
Does he know where you live?
He does know where I live because we're going to go see Spider-Man No Way Home. B came with Angelica and the kids, so they were in the house kicking it. But Tio Willie was so fucking late. Mm-hmm. And we're waiting for him. We're about to leave without him. So by the time he got there, he's trying to get out the car. Like, bro, we got to leave. I still can't go in your house? Nope. Because right. We're leaving.
We got to go to the movie, right?
So, he hasn't been in my house.
So, La Pitufa got questions for you. And you said you got questions for us, too.
All right, what's your questions? She's looking at you like I do.
You do. You wanted to ask him what? Was it that you asked me? You wrote me?
Oh, do you have any pointers, tips, or anything on, like, how to better the podcast, being that you have done it for quite some time? Is there anything that you guys did in specific that helped improve the podcast?
Definitely. You have a nice voice, by the way. Oh, good thanks. Microphone, podcast voice.
Don't you flirt with my sister.
Somebody's going to say something.
He's over here real quiet, like, hold on, I'm clapping my feet.
I know, I always stomp when I'm laughing.
Stay consistent. I learned we kept it organized. Try to keep it organized. Don't get too drunk and lit. Because we used to get super drunk.
And I did it the past 2 weeks.
We go off topic so much that people would tell us, like, you guys get a little too fucked up.
Yeah.
So we stopped on that, and the episodes did get better.
No, and there's this other person.
So that's where we would give you guys a tip. Editing helps.
Diablo.
Oh, definitely.
Go ahead.
You've been talking all episode, motherfucker. Fuck
you. Got it.
Give him something.
Scooby-Doo pop pop.
There you go.
Motherfucker. I don't even want to talk no
editing,
more.
What happened? Editing does, bro. You heard
all
his
these
feelings,
fucking
man.
Buttons.
No, go ahead, tell it.
You heard his feelings.
Because I forgot too.
No, I forgot, yeah.
You did forget?
Yeah.
You
said
something about editing.
Somebody saying that one thing that helps.
Oh, yeah, so that's the tip. Is editing, when you edit the stuff, you actually hear what's coming out. Because I don't usually edit it, but I was helping edit the last time. And one thing I learned is we fuck up a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
I'm talking about, we're talking in circles, like damn near the whole episode.
Yeah.
So if you edit, you can get some of that shit out.
Yeah, that's
and that'll kind of help.
And like I said, keep it organized. I see you got some organization there.
Yeah.
Got to keep it organized. Some type of format. It helps keep it at a certain time limit. And like if you listen to a podcast, what? How much can you go on by listening to
no podcast? You lying.
I do.
Which one?
I've heard ours. I've heard theirs.
Really?
There you go. That's enough.
I've heard Stiff Socks. Stiff Socks is
if
funny.
Can,
shout out
if
Stiff
I can
Socks.
Hug you right now, I would, but you're too far.
$1 million worth of game.
Ooh,
I've heard
Gilly.
Theirs, not just
Wallow.
Watch theirs.
Shout out to them. I like them.
Drink Champs.
Love Drink Champs.
I listen to their
even
shit.
Though I think me and Angel talked about it recently that Nori asks shitty questions.
Facts.
Somehow it's still great because of his guests.
So we're not about to even
feature artists.
Post this before we even get to the podcast, but we are going to be in My Mom's Boyfriend's podcast. Shout out to them.
Shout out to them.
The Double Angels.
Yeah, they're both angels. Bebo and yeah, see, I still know him by the nicknames growing up. Yeah. He grew up in the same hood.
What, Nego or
Nego?
Nego.
But then he became Bebo Hoods.
And what's the other one?
Gabi. Yeah.
Yeah, I will see you tomorrow, buddy.
Your peoples, man. I love them to death.
Yeah, tomorrow's gonna be lit. We're gonna be there.
Shout out to Drink Champs.
Drink Champs.
So
fuck your questions, Nori.
So what do you have for us?
Jesus.
Quito, Teca, Jose.
Tata. Big Papi.
Nah, we don't call you Big Papi.
She almost put water.
She almost had a spit take. Holy
shit.
Pitufi.
That was for the water.
Oh shit! It's funny to me when people take it too far.
Too many AKs.
We should do the tortilla challenge.
No, not right now.
Not right now.
The fuck?
That'll be funny
for the videos.
It will.
What you got for us?
Slap.
But yeah, better remember.
I'm smacking the shit out of you, Lapita. Everybody gets treated.
Everybody gets the same treatment. What the?
He's been holding that in. So, okay, one question I got for you guys.
I'm gonna have to do the Mima then. I'm rounding it up.
Nah, Mima is
it. Checky.
Shout out to Mima, man.
He doesn't know the rest, though.
Hey, shout out to Mima. So, what you got?
What's your end game for this podcast? What is the ultimate goal that you guys have envisioned for this?
What were you saying last episode?
We pretty much all got different visions, actually.
Okay. Kind of for it.
Yeah. I think that my furthest goal would be a radio station. I would legit be comfortable talking shit every single day, playing little music here and there, and, you know.
Like Breakfast Club type shit?
Yeah. Breakfast Club. I can do this every day. Example. I can do it every day.
Breakfast. I feel like I sounded like him
shit.
The whole time.
I could talk okay. shit. We no can sit there him. And talk about sports. We could sit there and talk about life. We could sit there and talk about, you know, Hollywood, how these motherfucking actors or,
yeah,
you know, artists and all this shit. We can talk about whatever the fuck.
Facts.
Only thing I don't really know about is cryptocurrency, but enlighten me and then we might get there too.
You just got to do our research.
Investments.
You feel you're all in though? All three of you guys are 100% in towards that vision? Not yet. Takes time.
We have the vision. We have the goals. We have everything set up. To get there, we're just not fully there yet.
No, we still need better equipment. Little by little, we're going, you know, we're growing.
Oh, for sure.
And we're being more committed. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Like you said, life hits, so sometimes you kind of fall off a little bit.
We took a long-ass break.
I peeped that. So is this like a, you know, Bitoofy 2.0? Is this like a season 2? Soft shit, reboot.
So many seasons, so many episodes, so many archives. We still didn't drop some episodes.
Yeah, we don't even know where we are. Like,
but no. The thing is, like,
that's fun. That's the fun part about the journey, though. Yeah, these stories that you guys are gonna have.
No, but the thing is, for real, at the end of the day, we are gonna be committed. And like,
I thought now, that was a Scooby Doo Papa moment.
It was. It really was. I'm gonna have to play Scooby Doo Papa. But
and a boom, 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 boom.
It really has been a journey, and we did take a long break. And then at the end of the day, we're like, we have been committing. Like, Mr. Pitufi even been, like, throwing us ideas. It's been a while, but he's like, throwing us ideas. Like, oh, we're doing this, we're doing that. We're like, hell yeah.
I done picked up. No, I'm going harder.
Actually, though, the way that his brain works, it is different from how I would see it. Me and you kind of share the same ways, but also different from how you would see it. You bring forward like a lot of different ideas from a perspective that you're more calm and collect and more.
No, that's the thing is
great.
The thing is in all reality, I was just talking about that. Was it with you guys? That all three of us are gonna answer the same answer, but in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
I was just saying that.
You're saying that in the car ride, yeah.
We all three have the same concept every time. But we answer it a different way because we have a different side, a different view, a different, you know.
Yeah,
for sure.
Perspectives.
But yes, I say I'm all in it, and I think we all agree.
Nah, that's dope. That's dope. What do you think the team differs? What do you guys probably have the
most? What do you mean by that?
What do you think you guys have the most disagreements at? How the show should go?
Honestly, that's not one of our problems. We share a group chat where I wouldn't say a problem because I really don't see anything wrong.
No, it's not problems. Yeah.
Presentation, even arriving on time or having shit ready on time, but that's about it.
Shout out to the cameraman giving us the time limit.
No, she said it, arriving on time. That's what he's trying to say. The cameraman's over there throwing his input.
No, he's right. We might have to start.
You know what? Fuck y'all and arriving on time because who the fuck had to go pick up a mic?
We did. And Mr. Pitufi was here on time. But our guest was actually here on 9 on the dot.
I was. I thought I was going to be late because I had to take a poop before I got here.
Whoa. Shout out to the first guest back, though.
And no, for sure. We're gonna have you back.
Because
we still got questions.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Love it.
And we want to see more growth. Cause you got a lot of shit going on. I like
definitely.
It.
Definitely. Probably next time I come is gonna be growth both ways.
Yeah, I was gonna say, cause he could tell us how we're improving.
We'll save it for next time. Time's running out. Yeah, I'll save it for next time. I'll be back.
I want to say, whoa, that was quick.
Damn.
I want to say thank you for coming, though. It's actually dope. It's actually dope that you did come.
No, I appreciate
you're our first guest
me,
back,
sure.
actually. You know what I'm saying? Like,
facts.
That already is pretty dope because we was just like, fuck it. Let's start bringing guests back. And, you know, we know you're about this shit and you're going to share and you're going to support us just like, you know, we support Takeover Podcast.
Definitely.
Get back on.
And
eventually.
Willie's World.
Yeah.
And the Marksman.
I already had him cater me for sure.
You did. He did.
Pause. I don't know if that sounded wrong. I just got to say pause because these motherfuckers over is acting crazy. But, yeah, he catered my Browns, you know, game, whatever. So.
That's the projector, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's going to be dope because eventually I'm going to have that plane on there, too.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah. So thank you for coming to the motherfucking...
Appreciate it, man.
Bitoofy's page and...
Bitoofy's page?
Bitoofy's page. Wow, that was terrible. Now that's...
Bitoofy!
Real talk, that was terrible. But thank you to coming in as our first guest to the...
Bitoofy's!
You got to keep it fucking too sweet.
Keep it too sweet.
You should just get out my way. You should just get out my way. We all in your building, y'all niggas children. Son, get your shit and go play. You should just get out my way. You should just get out my way. None of y'all can stop it. Nobody can stop the way. Here is all, man, I gotta kick your feet up. Man, I don't care. You can watch if you want to, cause I'm about to fuck this beat up. Yeah, man, I spent so many years steady studying the rap guy. Hey, FC, can you keep the bass down? Man, I'm about to rock my ass off. Let's go, homie, blast off. Man, I'm back at it, the bad habit, a rap addict, and I'm dad savage, a Mac daddy, and crack having, and I'm backpacking, a stack grabbing, a gap packing, and I'm not the type of person wanna meet up in the back alley. Man, I'm a little bit psycho, yeah, I'm cuckoo. Little more hype and unstable than I'm used to. Promise on life that I'm able when I pull through this bullet and kill who I'm aiming at, cause they suck too. Man, it feels good to be living in a new era. New era, new era. You wanna talk top five, you better put me in there, homie, if you knew better. Knew better, knew better, knew better. Yeah, do it for the culture, also wanna see my crew set up. Set up, set up. And I'm a lot more improved from my old days, something like the new shredder. Yeah, motherfucker, who's better? Go ahead and I'll wait, and he a hoe probably. Cause any rapper you think about is a nobody. Cause I kill him and let him ride in the cold lobby. Cause I'm a murdering ink without the Irv Gotti. I got my mind straight, back at the line, wait. I gotta pay all my dues before I'm called great. But yo, I'm paying ahead, I'm never a day late. Cause I'm the best in my state, homie, so why wait? Staker.